The veteran civil rights leader, Ivan Cooper, has died. Mr. Cooper was one of the organisers of the first civil rights march at Duke Street in Derry on the 5th of October 1968. He also organised the anti-internment march, which led to the events of Bloody Sunday in 1972. Jerry Bradley has been looking back at his life.
Ivan Cooper was one of the best-known faces of Northern Ireland's emerging civil rights movement in the late 60s. But what drove a Protestant, a former young unionist, to stand shoulder to shoulder with Catholics in protest against religious discrimination in housing and jobs?
I was appointed as an executive of the shirt industry when I was 18. And whenever I saw the deprivation of rights in Derry amongst the girls there in the shirt factory, I became totally obsessed with civil rights.
The 5th of October 1968, at Northern Ireland's first civil rights march, banned by the Unionist government, is baton charged by the RUC at Duke Street in Derry, in full view of the world's media. Cooper helped organise that famous march on a day that many now consider to be the start of the Troubles.
It was there I met Finbar O'Doherty, who was wearing a crash helmet that day. And when I asked him why he was wearing a crash helmet, he said that he had knowledge that the march was going to be attacked. As it turned out, the march was attacked. Heads smashed in. The march was attacked by the members of the RUC, of course led by Superintendent McGimpsey. That was a tragic day for Derry, but there were more tragic days to come.
Ivan Avril Cooper was born into a working-class Protestant family in Killaloe, County Derry, in January 1944. As a teenager in the 60s, he flirted with unionist politics before joining the Northern Ireland Labour Party, then helping to form the nationalist STLP, along with John Hume. Decisions that led to many Protestants, including members of his own family, branding him a traitor.
I was the modern-day Lundy, and many of the people, the Protestant people, who would like to have burned me at that particular time, I was the Lundy, Protestant traitor.
As the violence escalated, Cooper pursued the path of peace and constitutional politics, becoming a Stormont MP and acting as Community Relations Minister in the power-sharing executive at Stormont in 1974. But it was these events during an anti-internment march in Derry on the 30th of January 1972 that would haunt him forever. When members of the British Army's Parachute Regiment shot dead 13 people in the Bogside, a 14th dying later, the darkest year of the Troubles, with 497 deaths. At the end of 2013, just before his 70th birthday, Ivan Cooper told me he'd always regretted organising that fateful march.
There is no political cause that is worth one single drop of blood, and I still believe that today. All those lives, 14 people lost their lives and all those people injured that day. It was a day of shame in Derry. Shame.
Shame on whom?
Shame on the part of the army. But thankfully, that has now been corrected because the Prime Minister has given an apology.
The government is ultimately responsible for the conduct of the armed forces, and for that, on behalf of the government, indeed on behalf of our country, I am deeply sorry.
David Cameron's apology didn't come until 2010, 38 years after Bloody Sunday and decades after Ivan Cooper bowed out of active politics in the 1980s. It was seen as a watershed by many. The people shot dead that day finally declared innocent.
As I came out onto the main street, the dead bodies were lying behind the milk cart at the hotel.
But the truth has never fully come out about another atrocity from 1972, the Clodagh bombings.
Three massive car bombs, more than £100 each, had killed nine people
and injured another 33.
And right up until his death, Ivan Cooper never accepted the IRA's denials of responsibility, insisting that a member of the organisation told him, after the bombings, that they did carry it out, even naming those responsible, including a Catholic priest, Father James Chesney.
I'm convinced that Father Chesney was involved. I have no doubt. I had information given to me by another individual from South Derry whose name I'm not prepared to state. I had information from him that the Clody bombing was carried out by South Derry Brigade, and in addition to that, that Father Chesney was involved.
He suffered ill health in later years, but Ivan Cooper battled on in the only way he knew how.
I have a philosophy. You've got to plod on. Keep right on to the end of the road. That's what Harry Lauder used to sing. That's what my intentions are.
Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end.
Well, the leader of the SDLP, Colm Eastwood, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Colm.
Morning, Stephen.
How would you sum up Ivan Cooper?
Oh, Ivan was somebody who took huge risks when it was important to do it. He stood up against injustice from the very, very beginning, at a time where it was very difficult and from a background which made it very difficult. And he continued to do that right until the end of his life. And, you know, he stood with the Bloody Sunday families for many, many years after standing with them, you know, at the beginning. And he's somebody who has always stood against injustice and inequality and fought for what was right. And I think the whole SDLP family and the whole of Derry and many people beyond would be very sad this morning.
And his driving ambition was to deliver civil rights regardless of people's background. That's what you've said this morning, Colm.
Yeah, you know, he was from a Protestant background, and as Ivan said many times himself, he was called a Lundy and much worse because he stood up for what was important. He could see on the streets of Derry the discrimination, the inequality, and the need for change, and he took huge personal risks to try to address those imbalances and those inequalities.
How dangerous was it for him to have done what he did? Like, what danger did he put himself in?
Well, we all know at the time how difficult things were for anybody to stand up against the might of the Northern Ireland government, the British Army, and then your own neighbours at times because of the background from which he came. I think that took real guts, real courage, and courage that he showed right until the end of his life. You know, Ivan didn't stop arguing and fighting and campaigning for civil rights and for equality. And I know the efforts in the later years that he made, even to get out to vote and to make sure that he always cast his vote and always played his part in the democratic process, because he was one of the people that made it possible for people like myself to even have a full right to play our part in the democratic process. And we're very, very grateful for that effort that he made, and very, very grateful for the sacrifices that he made for all of us.
He was close friends with John Hume.
He was. He was indeed, and a close colleague, and somebody who fought many battles with him and stood in the face of the might of the old RUC, the British government, and the state, who were trying to close down ordinary people's opportunity to stand against injustice. And he did it very, very well, and did it with great pride and dignity, and did it in a way that was always anti-violence, non-violence, and pro-peace. And he understood the change that could be made by standing together with your neighbours in a non-violent way. And they made an enormous amount of change, an enormous impact on all of our lives without ever lifting a gun.
I wonder what he would think of the political situation we have now.
Well, I can tell you he was very frustrated with the political situation, very frustrated with the fact that we haven't fulfilled the ambition of the Good Friday Agreement and with the civil rights movement, because there are still many inequalities. And from the city that I represent and the place that Ivan loved, there are still many inequalities in terms of joblessness, in terms of the lack of investment in the university and roads and all of those issues. Those were issues that still exercised them very, very much, and he would be very frustrated that we still can't have a we still don't have a government here in Northern Ireland to try to address those issues.
And finally, Colm, what will Ivan Cooper's legacy be?
Oh, I think it's an immense legacy. He stood up for the rights of vulnerable people, for working class people who didn't even have the right to have their vote fully recognised, didn't have the right to a decent house, didn't have the right to protest against those things, and he continued to do to stand with them and stand for them. And I think his legacy will be immense. And along with many of his contemporaries of that time, we all owe them a huge debt.
Colm Eastwood, thank you very much indeed. The veteran civil rights leader Ivan Cooper has died at the age of 75, and I'm sure there will be much more coverage here on BBC Radio Ulster and indeed Radio Foyle throughout the day.